Mrs. Bane, and when I'm not holding Gotham to ransom, I listen to Future News.
Future News!
Hi, I'm Christy Edison.
I'm Tom Wardle.
And I'm James Cooper.
Discussing today's issues...
Tomorrow.
I didn't know about it before yesterday. A friend of mine posted on Facebook about it. But it's a. Have you ever heard of a BBC series called Black Mirror? It's in its second season now. But they do this weird thing that I've only seen BBC do, which is they only have three episodes in the season. And I watched the first season yesterday, and then. First episode of the second season yesterday as well. It's mainly about sort of future technologies and how it may affect humanity in weird ways. Like there's one called Willow Grain, which is this memory recorder that you get implanted into your, just at the base of your skull by your ear, and it records all of what you see and hear into like a, I don't know, a hard drive, something you can replay what you've seen or what you've heard with a little remote.
Sounds handy.
And you can also project it onto a television.
Yeah.
And other people can see what you've seen and heard. See and hear what you've seen and heard.
That's pretty interesting within itself, because I mean your own experiences, I mean even just visually, it's all linked in with your own experiences in your own mind, so you're always going to perceive stuff differently. But if it's like a camera somehow linked up to your
It's a memory recorder, though, so it's recording what you remember as it happens.
Yeah, so
it would be really
is it subject? Is it subject to your own perceptions?
Yeah, it's literally like a camera. Your eyes are a camera, and your ears are a microphone, and records literally what happens. If I had a willow grain implanted in my head now, it would be recording me looking at Christy and saying this right now.
Okay, so it's not susceptible.
So you can't affect.
Yeah.
What,
okay. Yep.
Like, if I imagine a dragon comes in, then they're like, yeah, I did remember it. And then when I play it, a dragon comes in.
Yeah.
No.
That's interesting. Because, I mean, especially when you've got film now, when you're filming stuff, I mean, most of the time, people present have to be aware that you're filming. I mean, if you get to the point where everyone has got one of these little devices, and you're literally filming everything, not subject to anything else, it's just literally a film being done, then everywhere you go, everything you see is instantly recorded.
You probably have
to
say a waiver every time you meet someone and be like, hi, nice to meet you. This conversation is being recorded.
This conversation is also being recorded. Okay, continue.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't be able to lie or forget things or get mixed up, because people would be like, well, actually, I've got a recording of you agreeing that you would do the dishes.
A lot of the episode is a memory is meant to be sort of just to yourself and like for you. Like when other people's mirror, you can't really lie, because it's like, well, then show me.
Yeah,
it does. It takes away
the lying.
As much as that sounds like a bad thing, it takes away people's option to lie. So you've got to have the option to lie. You've got to have the option to be able to do something, to do wrong. Like, if you take away people's freedom to actually break the law, you know, and lying's not even breaking the law, but just to lie and just to do bad stuff, I mean, that's a breach of their rights, even though technically what they're doing is wrong. You still, if
people
you don't,
should have
it's
the freedom
away
to
free
choose
will.
To do right.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
It's the whole deal with free will, you know, which is, you know, we'll probably discuss free will later on. Science fiction tends to get into that.
Free willy.
I'm pretty...
We'll discuss free willy.
One of the greatest sci-fi movies of our generation.
Would it also be like a big copyright infringement thing, having this constant recording?
Totally. You'd have
stuff,
to have,
you know?
You'd have to have situations where, like, you have to turn off your... What's it called? Willow grain,
yeah, turn it off, and when you go into the movie theatre, so
into
you can't go home and just
into,
keep remembering
the
movie again.
Going into concerts,
I think it's called Willow grain.
Going into special security areas, like, you'd probably have to turn it off at banks.
Yep.
They'll probably have scramblers and all sorts of things. It's a pretty big deal, like something as simple I think that's the, I mean, that's always been like the cool little thing about sci-fi is that they have these little ideas, you know, like putting a camera to record stuff in your, you know, so that you, whatever you see is recorded. I mean, that's pretty basic. You're like, that sounds like, okay, yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
It's just like one step further from the camera on your cell phone that you can pretend you're texting and you're recording things, except it obviously can record a lot more before it gets full.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, if it's going to record your, or do you have to like, you know, stop every 4 hours and download your memories onto it?
Nah, yeah, I think everything can be stored in your brain, I think.
Okay, so it actually uses in your...
chip. Oh, okay. No, actually, sorry, no. It's stored in the chip, I think. Because there's... You can take them out. Like, you don't have to have them.
Oh, okay.
Because at the dinner party, there's this woman that... I can't remember what the circumstances were. But, oh, that's right. She was sort of... It's like a violation. She was gouged, which means her... It was kind of like being raped, I guess. Her chip was taken from her.
Okay.
And there was like talk about it's like, oh, well, a rich sort of Chinese businessman's probably got it now. So they can watch her memories and like, so they can watch her getting ready for work, like naked and having a shower.
Oh, right.
Like when she looks in the mirror, they can watch that. They can watch all of her memories.
Yeah.
To date.
And people would be able to sell their stuff as well.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that what would stop you from going, actually, you know what? I had a really interesting time at this party. I'm going to put this on the internet, sell it for $5 or whatever, a memory for this hour.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
You know?
Sell your memories.
Selling memories, selling... And then people can implant them back. So, I mean, in a way, you'd be able to have your own memories, technically. You'd be able to have these experiences. It's a bit like the whole Total Recall situation.
Oh, I haven't seen Total Recall in so long.
With the making up the memories, like, you know, because Arnie's character goes in to Recall, whatever it's called, and to get memories of having an awesome trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To Mars.
I don't think I've seen it. It's based on a book, though.
Yeah,
the
book's...
Is it
a book? Also, yeah, I was just going to say, it's also a Philip K. Dick book.
That's a good segue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about your Philip K. Dick thing?
It's a good segue.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even mean to segue.
That's good, but we've segued, so...
So, segues, those are a cool thing, eh? I love
they're
writing
pretty,
them.
They're pretty future.
Remember when segues were invented and the guy was like, everyone will be riding these in the year 2013?
Yeah.
I've been on one once.
I've never been on a segue.
It was alright, but I prefer a bicycle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, walking.
Yeah. Or just walking.
It's like, you don't have to wear a helmet, you don't have to look like a tool.
I don't look like a tool when I wear a helmet.
No. I mean, sorry, being on a segue.
Okay, alright.
Let's just put that down. Kids, wear your helmets.
Yeah.
You don't look like tools.
No. Yeah.
Except if you've got those really big mushroom helmets.
I was complimented on my helmet the other day, remember? Remember?
Yeah, someone really...
On it. Yep.
Your helmet is pretty sweet, though.
Thank you.
Someone with a skull on it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, pirate. Just
like black. It's like an old school skateboarding helmet.
Yeah, or like a BMX helmet or something.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, or
I think it is a BMX helmet.
Really.
I think skateboarders have just wore them
as well. Yeah.
Stole it from the BMXs.
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Have you...
Yes. I've not read it.
It's a true story.
True story.
It is a true story.
Yeah.
And it's about a bounty hunter who hunts androids.
The movie Blade Runner is based on Do Androids Dream of
Electric Sheep? Yes, but it's shit.
different. I'm going to say it's
okay,
different.
Okay, it's very different. I actually watched that just the other day because I really enjoyed the book. And I was like, I'll watch the movie based on the book. And I
never do that.
They just completely distorted everything that was in the story and made this completely new story, which I don't even think they should say was based on the book. It was so different.
Well, that's the glory of just being based on the book. It's not an exact replication of the book.
Okay, well, it's just to say loosely inspired by the one time I
read
the book.
inspired by, I think, would be more appropriate.
Yeah.
I can't make a comment last time. I think I saw Blade Runner when I was 12.
Mm.
There's a lot I didn't get it.
Okay, so Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? He's a bounty hunter, and we don't know that there are androids living amongst us on Earth. They're escaped from the colonies. Okay, the basis of it is the androids were created to go out into space and in the colonies, and basically they're like slaves. They do all the hard work that no one wants to do. And mm-hmm. then occasionally you'll get some that will get a bit fed up with this, kill a few people, escape back down to Earth, and then there's bounty hunters who will have to go around and try and find these androids. And because they're so similar to humans, the only way they can tell the difference is by running an empathy test on them, because humans will show it empathy and androids don't.
It's like a series of questions, eh?
Yeah, that bit was kind of similar in
Blade Runner. You're walking in the desert. Yeah. There's a turtle on its back.
Yeah.
It's cooking in the sun. Is that one of the questions in the book?
I don't know. I can't remember if it was specifically that question.
Oh, actually, no, that's just one. That's just the...
Another difference I found between the movies, I thought it was weird. In the book, it's illegal to have sex with an android.
Right.
And in the movie, they've specifically created a pleasure bot to, you know.
Okay, that's interesting.
So they've really taken a real different spin on it. And, the book really makes you wonder, should people even be building androids and enslaving them in the first place?
Yeah.
Why are they not making a more stupid android?
Why are they so good at making androids?
Are you sure
why
do we need all this artificial intelligence?
More human, you know? Just the bare minimum to do the job. I mean, once they become self-aware and stuff, it should be illegal to enslave them. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I guess instead of that, I mean, I'm assuming they're not, you know, how many androids are they making? How many were they making to do all this work?
A fuck ton, I think.
Yeah. I think that's where...
metric fuck ton?
That's 10 shitloads.
Yeah.
for the listeners back home.
In New Zealand, we use the metric system.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit different other places.
Future system. Shit, I've gone to shitloads.
10 shitloads is
yeah.
Well, I guess, it all comes back to, I mean, how we treat people, I mean, in a way. I mean, okay, so we've got an android. I mean, obviously I'm considering you guys in here because you're all pretty morally and ethically minded. Like, if an android did have those feelings, did become self-aware, into that point. Mm. I mean, I for one would be, we probably shouldn't be making that guy a slave. Let's register him as a, you know, citizen. I mean, if you create something, I mean, it's the whole thing with Frankenstein. I mean, that's the whole issue. You know, Frankenstein was in all sense a android, a robot the monster. Yeah. You know, that Frankenstein created. It was basically a robot that gained self-awareness.
Yeah.
And was rejected by society because of his ugliness. I mean, it was basically as simple as that. I mean, there's a bit in the book where the monster and Frankenstein are kind of in this the ice cave, and they're having this massive talk. I mean, in the book, the monster never shuts up. Like, he's like, he talks heaps.
Yeah.
And he's very eloquent and very poetic and. Very reasonable. I mean, he comes
a
up...
A bit of a far cry from the movie Frankenstein.
Yeah, you know? He's saying, all I want is to be loved and accepted like anybody else. And if I'm not going to be loved and accepted, then I'm going to be the monster you say I am. I'm going to be your... You know, I'm going to cause you pain. I'm going to... So it's that. It's that in that sense, you know? I mean, when a creature, no matter what it's made of, goes, I want to be accepted, I want to be loved, I want to be understood, then it's the responsibility of the creators to acknowledge that. But in terms of obviously this book, I mean, that's where the corruption is. I mean, the problem isn't with the androids, it's the problem with the creators. They say, no, we want you to work as slaves.
It's like having a whole lot of children and then making the children be your slave for the rest of their life and being like, well, I made you, so you better do what I say forever.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. And then being surprised when they run away and do bad stuff.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, of course. I mean, you've spent your entire life, you've been created by this group, you've been sent off from where you were born to work in a mine or something. You suddenly realise, I don't want to do this. This is awful. I see fellow androids, you know, basically brothers and sisters being systematically destroyed and tortured.
Worked to death.
Worked to death. I don't want this. I want to be something better than this. And then suddenly, you're not allowed to do that. You've got to be hunted.
Mm, mm.
And again, it comes down to the creators. I mean, like we were saying, talking about before, why do they need to be this intelligent?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they doing
to
necessitate these kind of feelings? I mean, is it just like what's the term, ghost in the machine?
Mm.
Like the more you start to upgrade your tech, you know, the more complicated things you'll get your tech to do. But I mean, like, you're not getting your Android to do psych evaluations, you know? Like, you just need to input data. I mean, and to say, this is the instructions to do this, just do this. But I guess, I don't know, I haven't read the book. I really want to read the book and find out the reasons why these creatures. And I think the term creatures is better, because once they get to, you know, they are, No matter what they're made of.
Biologically based, the only way they can really tell is with a test, or then after they did by doing a bone marrow biopsy. So they're essentially flesh and blood creations. Yeah. They only live for 4 years. In the movie, they implied that they made them only live for 4 years on purpose with an introduced genetic disorder, whereas in the book, they only live for 4 years because the way their flesh is created, it can't actually replicate and repair itself, so they just live for 4 years and then they wear out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lot more interesting than, because that's how people work. Because we do. That's we are constantly reproducing.
Mm.
I mean, what is it? The human body's only 10 years old.
Seven, I heard.
Something like that.
Goes. I don't know if it's true or not.
Because we're constantly shedding and
reproducing.
Because
what about tattoos? Are they still there?
Well, that's probably a very reasonable
explanation. Right. Yeah, they do fade. Yeah. Maybe all the bits except the bits within con get replaced. Mm.
Just as a disclaimer, any real science that we talk about?
We are not qualified scientists.
None of it. Or you know, literary commentators. We're just guys just hanging out.
Yeah.
So all you guys on blogging away.
Feel free to write the proper science in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube, or send an email to Christy.
No, not to me.
What's that email address again, Christy?
www.shutthefuckup.com. His website. Sorry,
so
I don't even know
what
an email address is.
That domain name.
I love. So specific. No, that's some really interesting stuff. But and I guess it all comes down to what's the soul, what's the spirit, what makes a human.
Mm.
But we're all made of the same stuff. I mean, everything's made of the same stuff. We're all made of matter.
Mm.
I mean, what's the difference?
Because Sarah had to do a paper on Blade Runner. She was doing it. It was part of her English paper. And it was about desire, and I think the main point in her net paper was like, well, is desire a strictly human want or need? And she did hers on Blade Runner, and we watched it together, and she was really sort of put off by Deckard having sex with Rachel in such a weird. So it's pretty creepy, because it's like,
it is really creepy. She obviously doesn't want to. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, because it is creepy, because she's so human looking and behaving, and he's just treating her like she's a droid. Like
she's an object. Yeah.
Like she's an object. I was like, well, would you try and talk your toaster into having sex with you? Like,
yes.
Try and calm down your toaster? Or would you just have sex with your toaster?
Why would you have sex with a toaster?
It's like,
would you go, hey toaster, can you make me some toast, please?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
No, you just shove your bread in
the toaster. You shove your bread in the toaster.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like...
And if it doesn't work, you throw that toaster out.
Yeah. You get a new toaster.
You get a more attractive toaster.
A more attractive toaster. But
with multiple toaster slots.
I guess there's
one
thing.
Mine has four.
Four toaster slots?
That's insane.
That's weird. You must get a lot of toast.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine getting up in the middle of the night, you know. You're a whore.
Get out.
You are a filthy whore.
No, that's what
so much bread in you.
I'm gonna. Oh, I'm using whole grain today.
Whole grain.
But yeah, it's. I thought it was quite interesting. That sort of, like, oh well, they're not human, but they're not. You know, they also deserve.
Yeah.
But do they get the same rights as a human? But they're not human.
Mm. Well, I think that they definitely should.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly in the sense that they're portrayed in the book, in the movie, I felt they were more robotic.
Mm.
I guess, yeah, but
because they're like robots in the Inside Eye in the movie. They're like,
I'm not sure.
Gears and circuits. Not
are they?
I can't remember because he definitely shoots one, and I'm sure like sparks fly out when.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. Because like just hearing you say like you know they you have to do like a bone marrow test to see if it was a droid or not.
Mm.
It's just like, oh, whoa, that's even more creepy than...
Yeah, than kind of robots with flesh over them.
Yeah.
So
not like Terminator styles where he's just like he's flesh, but then he's got like a metal skeleton and
like
robot hands.
Mm.
Oh, that's real creepy. Mm.
You've been born and raised and grown up in this society where there are these things that look like people, but they're not really people.
Mm.
They're just things, and it's, you know, it's just, they're just things, and that are meant to do stuff that you tell them to do. If you hire a thing out, or you buy one of these things, and it is your slave, and I guess
but
it's
I mean,
hard
the
to get
point
to that point.
That they're rebelling, obviously proves that they're more than...
Well, exactly.
Or,
exactly.
I mean, is the rebelling the equivalent of your toaster breaking down and refusing to take some bread? I don't know.
Yeah.
I stuck a fork in the toaster and electrocuted me.
I'm not making any more toast.
Watches you while you sleep.
It's no toast. Oh, God.
You're in the bath and you see it coming in. Climbed up onto the edge of the bath. No toaster, no!
Oh, God.
I can't let you do that, Dave. Why, toaster, why?
And again, I mean, it's like with so much, you know, you hear about these stories about these robots rebelling, but you don't know why. I mean, most people would just be told by whatever the media is of that day that there's a glitch.
Mm.
There's a glitch in them. There's a virus and they've just gone crazy.
Mm.
It's nothing deeper than that. It's nothing that they understand resentment.
Mm.
Mm.
And they want to hurt the people that have tormented them.
Mm.
So again, it's hard to get to that point. But I mean, once you become a Blade Runner, I guess, and you be confronted with that, I guess, you know, it might change your mind a bit. And the Blade Runners have to keep their own empathy in check in order to take down these androids.
Mm.
Like, the way to prove that an android is human is by doing these empathy tests and make, okay, cool, you've got empathy, awesome. And yet you have to push down your own empathy in order to take them down if they go rogue. No, it sounds... I can't wait to read it because it's great.
I'll lend it to you.
It sounds great. It sounds really cool. A book by a well-established science fiction writer. It's not, you know, it's not... I don't think it would compare to Electric Sheep in a sense. It's more of a popular fiction.
Yeah.
But it's still very entertaining nonetheless. Lois McMaster Bujold, I think that's how it's pronounced. It's a series of books that she's written around the character of Miles Vorkosigan. I think that's the way his name's pronounced. And this particular book is called Cryoburn, and it focuses on a planet whose main industry is cryogenics and freezing people. Originally, in order to prevent them from dying from certain diseases, people were put under, they were revived, welcome to the future, you've got your, you know, everything's there, your balance, your bank account's still there, you've sorted yourself out with this company, okay, we've got treatment for you, that's illness is a thing of the past, it's fine. Now with this one, the industry has become quite corrupt, and they've just uncovered this massive cover-up, which is the fluid. So basically, when you get frozen, you get this fluid put into your body that places your blood, and that helps in the freezing process. And they've found out that it deteriorates over several decades when it's not meant to. It's meant to deteriorate over centuries.
Yeah.
So they've figured out that these big cryo corporations have potentially millions of people who are actually dead. And also, every person who gets frozen has a kind of a vote. Everyone's on this planet is born with like a vote, which you can get more of doing good works and stuff. And these companies, you can kind of sell votes. So these companies accumulate votes from these people. So that gives them power over in this kind of this democracy that they have. Yep. So these cryo corporations say, well, you give me this many votes if you want to be frozen and this amount of money and whatever. And then they'll have all this. So they've got these massive votes, this massive amount of power.
Mm.
But obviously, all these people are dead, so that's reverted back to their families. But of course, the cryo corporations don't want anyone to know about that. So they've covered it up. And it's very interesting.
Yeah.
But it's little sub-stories, because you've got people who have been frozen and who have woken up and don't know what to do with their lives. And they're kind of just lost, and they've got no place. And a few of the wealthier ones are able to kind of, I guess, like retirement villages, like villages for certain generations. Like there was an advertisement in the book about how if you were born between 150 and 130 years ago, apply now for such and such village. You know, so it's for people who live within that time period can hang out and be like, remember this joke and so that movie? And they can kind of relive their days, you know, before they're frozen and they're not completely alienated. But you get these other people who, while they're frozen, their circumstances have completely changed. Maybe the bank's gone kaput, they've lost all their money, or their family's dead, things have just gone wrong. They wake up, completely new world, they know no one, everyone they know is either dead or frozen. We've got no income, no skills that they can use for this new world. I mean, most of them are waking up, you know, centuries after they've been stored. Totally lost, and so they just end up on the streets. It's just really interesting. I was just thinking about, would you be willing to do that? I mean, most of these people were just not wanting to die. It's more of a thing about, in the future, there'll be more care for people of old age. There's one friend of the main characters who was a genetic experiment, and there's another whole story about her, but she only had a really short lifespan, and they were trying to encourage her to go into a cryogenics chamber so she could be frozen, so that maybe they'll find a way to expand her life so that she can be unfrozen and have a full life. But she decided not to, because she said, well, why would I want to wake up in a world where all my friends are dead? And again, there are people that are getting frozen because they're political dissidents. The government are working out ways, because the government's basically controlled by these cryo corporations.
Yeah.
These people are just finding ways to freeze them and keep them in storage.
Cheaper than prison, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And criminals are using it as a way of disposing bodies. Instead of just killing people and throwing them in a river, which can be traced, they just freeze them and put them into underground cryo facilities. And it works really well, because if they ever needed them again, if they somehow got into a lot of trouble, if they got found out, they're like, all right, here are all the bodies.
It's like, I didn't kill him, he's right there, he was just sleeping.
Yeah, they're not dead.
Yeah.
Or if you ever want information, you know, you can have them. And for all intents and purposes, they're dead, really.
I don't think I'd want to be frozen, no. I'll just die, thank you very much. I had a good run. I had a good innings.
I guess for some people, YOLO.
YOLO.
There's a bunch of movies where people have, like, usually it's not even a big deal. It's just like, get frozen.
California Man.
Star Wars.
California Man.
Oh, is that the one with
the caveman gets frozen?
Is that what's his name?
In the 80s.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
I've not seen that, but I love Brendan Fraser, so I really should watch
You should watch California Man. He plays
can't even remember what it is. I haven't seen it in so long. But these kids, there's like a dig site or something, or a building's going up, so they're digging out the foundations, and then these two sort of, actually, Sam, oh, Mr. Frodo, what's his name? Sean Austin.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it, and this other guy, and also Paulie Shaw. Do you remember Paulie Shaw?
No.
You'll know him if you saw him.
Okay.
Biodome? Have you seen Biodome?
Oh, maybe. Was
he's
it really, really stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a really
so.
Annoying
yeah.
dude. Who's,
yeah.
yeah, they find this caveman in a block of ice, and they thaw him out. No harm done. And it's like a caveman, a caveman walking around in the like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
He has to adjust.
Yeah. He has to adjust to modern life.
It would be like, even if they survived, he would instantly like kill them.
Yeah.
He'd be confused, like, ah!
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think he did like run around and like run out of the house because they thought him out in the bathroom or whatever, bathtub. And then he was like, ran off and like ran outside, and then the rubbish truck was there picking up rubbish, and it had like these forklift forks at the front, I think, and then he's like, wow, like with a spear.
Yeah.
I think it's like a mammoth or something like that.
Amazing.
It's just like, it's funny. And then the best part is that at the end of the film, they find his girlfriend frozen and defrost her.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
Yeah.
That, I can't think of any cryo Futurama. Fry gets
frozen.
Oh,
true. Yeah,
a thousand years.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah,
that's years.
Yep. That squirrel rat in Ice Age doesn't get frozen like between two years.
Yeah. Where does he thaw out?
I can't remember.
Like,
washes up on shore of something frozen with this nut. Yep.
Oh dear.
He's like reaching out for the nut. It's like still out of his reach. And
he's
frozen, floating around.
Squirrel rat.
Yeah, we'll just make that. Don't freeze yourself.
Yeah,
don't freeze
don't
yourself.
Do it. Don't do
unless
it.
You'll get frozen out by a couple of idiots in a bathtub.
Yeah.
In the late '80s, early '90s.
Well, the thing is that's what I meant, eh? Like, don't freeze yourself because there's no way you can wake up in the '80s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
unless,
ideal time.
Oh, what if you know
that's
you
the
get
ideal.
Frozen for so long that time goes all the way around and back from the start again, like
that's
in
true.
Futurama.
That's true.
Cryogenics. I don't think. Isn't like Walt Disney cryogenically frozen?
What?
I don't know. That's,
I heard that's like a myth.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard
it's
that.
It's like a running gag.
It's a good myth. It's a good myth.
Maybe.
I'll
have to look that up.
What about
that.
The ones where they just get like the head frozen in the jars?
Like in Futurama?
Yeah. Would you get that?
My head frozen in a jar.
Yeah.
Or my head frozen in a jar.
Or preserved
my head
in a jar, so you can
still
like
talk
to people and stuff.
No.
No.
Probably not. I don't know.
You feel like you're missing out on a lot. Hey?
Yeah.
But I mean,
I just had a robot
it might
body.
Be good. You could like just hang around and diss your descendants and stuff, and be like,
hey.
Back in my day.
Yeah. That's all you were talking about is back in my day.
Yeah, and because you've stayed in this head, it wouldn't be like, you know, like you wake up suddenly and you're in the future and everything's changed.
Yeah.
I think it would be a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah.
But again, you're dealing. I mean, okay, so we're talking about extending your life, right?
Mm.
So again, like you'd be going through the law of averages.
Mm.
Like, because no matter how long you live for, I mean, chances are you'd get, like, someone would accidentally knock your head over.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd probably be me.
The more years you live...
I'd be dusting your jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd push it off.
The more years
like,
you live,
yeah,
the more chances you'll suffer an... Even if you're immune to all sickness and aging...
You'll definitely get hit by a future bus.
I mean, the more the years you live, the more chances of... suffering some fatal accident.
It's just statistics, isn't
some
it?
Some stabbing. It's just statistics.
My head jar got stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be quite good
vase.
Though, because like imagine if it was just us three like in head jars, right? And like a library or something, and people just put movies on for us every day, and we could just watch them and
movies.
Talk about it, you know?
I want a movie.
I never.
Although, what if it's a movie like, if you're like, oh, I really want to watch. Princess Diaries 2.
Do you even know me?
I hate
Do you even
Princess
know me?
Diaries 2.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Princess
I don't
Diaries
watch,
2.
Oh, I can't turn away because I'm a head in a jar.
Oh. It'd be awful if you guys just wanted to watch reruns of Batman all day, every day.
Just put on Batman animated series on repeat.
Yeah. Yes. Best opening credits for a cartoon show yet.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever topped it. They've come close, but so awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would want to be a hidden jar.
No. No.
Oh, right, then I won't be either. Fine.
I'd rather die.
I would rather die.
Future News.